We try to bring diverse audience to share their experience, and we have a number of activities, and we shall be collecting and sharing peace messages on the social media platforms, live tweeting, filming short videos, and drawing peace messages, and the final result will be like holding a basketball peace tournament. So with that, I think the messages that we collected will be also shared with the offline communities, so that together we can send out peace messages to South Sudanese who are yearning for peace within the country, and also share with the online communities who are in diaspora.
Yes, and not everybody can be on social media. Not most often, especially here in South Sudan, are not on social media. How are you going to reach them with these messages?
Okay, this year's Peace Jam aim is to highlight the importance of all segments of society to work together to strive for peace, promote positive interaction among people online, and connect to those with no internet access. Like, more especially, the events like social events, which is the peace tournament, I think, that one can bring people who are offline, and those messages which are generated online can be shared with the offline communities. And also we have an outreach program that will be going on, spreading the word to those who are offline. So it doesn't mean that we can only stick to the online. The online is a platform that we can use to connect the two communities, the offline and the online. So whatever messages we generate on the Peace Jam will be shared with our communities who are offline, because we know the internet penetration in South Sudan is low, and we can find several avenues of sharing, you know, those messages which are generated in the Peace Jam with our communities which are deeply rooted in the bushes and in the villages who are offline, also to share and benefit from the Peace Jam.
Why do you think actually this Peace Jam is very, very important?
Yeah, the importance of the Peace Jam is really to educate our society. Of course, if you take South Sudanese social media users, they actually presented the conflict as a product of resentment between the warring factions. So it is used as a platform to generate hate, but we need to counter that conflict rhetoric and ensure that the platform is used for the purpose of reconstruction and reconciliation. So that is actually the sole idea behind the hashtag Defy Hate Now, because we have seen that there is total hatred which is being circulated online, and the hashtag actually says that action is needed now, not later. That's why we came up with the hashtag Defy Hate Now. We need to counter any hate message that is going on in the platform.
Yes, James, just before I let you go, tell us at the end of all this, what could you like to achieve? Like, what is your target as hashtag Defy Hate Now?
The Defy Hate Now hashtag aims to raise awareness of and develop means to counter social media-based conflict rhetoric and directed online incitement to violence.